Why are you shaking your head, Mr. Gross?
I don't know. The usual reasons. Disbelief, incredulity, disappointment.
Ah, I must be endangering the future.
No, just being a bit melodramatic.
So you never tweak the algorithm? Tell me the squirrel just acts on his own?
No. I didn't say that.
But you said you couldn't impact the results.
Yes, but the algorithm needs almost daily attention and revision.
I see, and why would you revise it?
For one thing, to avoid spam. Spammers are constantly trying to game the search results, so we adapt the algorithm to avoid that.
Dina Lampert? It should only take a minute more.
I recognize you both from the trial.
You work for Neil Gross's law firm?
Yes. He hates you guys.
May I ask you, why are you here?
Good question. Why are we here, Dad?
I'd rather wait for the lawyer.
She's a lawyer just like me. My dad likes male lawyers.
My daughter likes acting like I'm not in the room.
Mr. Lampard, hello. Ms. Lampard, I'm David Lee, family law. I see you've met Alicia and Kalinda. How may we help you today? Here, help yourself.
Thank you, no. Let's see. My daughter needs a second opinion.
Regarding? Okay. What is it?
It's a prenup.
I see. And who is your daughter intending on marrying?
Neil Gross.
Neil Gross, president of Chum Home.
Yes.
The 9th richest man in America.
Yes.
Who gave you your first opinion, Dina? You said you wanted a second.
Long Crane and Church.
Mr. Gross's law firm.
Yes, and my firm. They thought I should sign it.
Yes, of course they did.
We're middle-class people, Mr. Lee. We don't have much money. And Dina is paying off her student loans.
Dad, it's not about that.
I know. But I want you protected.
Well, that's why we're here. To protect you. It's a travesty. If they divorce, she gets nothing, and she has to immolate herself on an altar of Chum Hum's choosing.
There's no contingency here.
No, but she's marrying the 9th richest man in the country. We do right by her. We get the business.
Gross will never bring his business here. He's made that clear.
No, her business. We write this up correctly, and we'll get some kind of Bill and Melinda Gates charity in her name. She'll bring it here.
Is that what she wants?
She's 28. She doesn't know what she wants.
She's in love. Well, not to put too fine a point on this, but time's up in bankruptcy court, and we're only halfway to the $60 million we need. If we want to argue for an extension, we need to show the court some progress.
Well, the fiancé of the 9th richest man is progress. I'm doing my job. You two do yours.
Alicia, do you mind?
Could you close the door?
Why don't you go ahead and sit?
If this is about the extension work, it's ready.
No, we're fine. Sorry to be so melodramatic, but, do you want to?
No, go ahead.
Jonas Stern, about a lifetime ago, sat me down in a room, not unlike this one, and offered me a cigar. I said no, of course. But then he said the following. Unfortunately, I can't do his voice.
Thank God.
Anyway, he said, after I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I want you to go home, take your phone off the hook, and sit for a moment, and feel proud of yourself. And then I want you to go out and get drunk. Or do something you would never do. Buy a sports car. Go sailing. Go to the track. I did go to the track, by the way.
I went windsurfing. Unsuccessfully.
Anyway, this moment is your moment, Alicia. We want you to join us as an equity partner.
Oh, my God.
Yes, what you've done here is extraordinary.
You're kidding.
No. We want you to join the ranks of our highest echelon.
I don't know what to say.
Say you're happy.
I'm happy. I'm relieved. You don't know what a roller coaster this has been.
And for the firm as well. Oh, I thought this would take years.
The credit to you, Alicia. It's been amazing.
Anyway, think about it. No need to rush into it. Take until the end of the week and then say yes or no.
Does anyone ever say no?
I don't know. I can't remember the last time we sat an associate down.
Well, I'm not going to say no.
Well, give yourself until the end of the week. And good luck with this Mrs. Gross case. Sounds promising.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Out.
Alicia, are you heading to bankruptcy?
What? I don't think so.
Is everything all right?
Yes.
We have cut our debt in half, Your Honor. In 5 months, we have gone from owing $60 million to owing now only
$30. 29.5.
That is the difficulty here, Your Honor. We have a trustee who thinks of us as a decimal point.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gardner, Ms. Lockhart, you're looking for another five-month extension?
Not another five-month extension, a single five-month extension.
But yes.
Mr. Hayden, tell me why I shouldn't extend this fairly arbitrary deadline.
Well, I didn't think of it as arbitrary, and I would like the creditor to advance his own argument. Mr. Canning.
Your Honor. Hello. I'm Willis Canning. I would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. I've been in other courtrooms where the voice of the handicapped is often shunted aside and ignored, but not here. That's the great thing about America.
Dear God.
These movements that you see are called tardive dyskinesia.
Your Honor, excuse me. Relevance.
Miss Lockhart, please. I think we can tolerate this purely as an explanation.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would argue against this extension for one simple reason. The money that I collect from Lockhart Gardner will go directly to neurological research into syndromes like my own. So every day payment is delayed is another day that a child wakes up without a future.
Your Honor, Mr. Canning should be rejoicing in our resurgence. If we're liquidated today, he'll only receive 50 cents on the dollar. In 5 months, he'll get his full 100%.
That's only if the debt is repaid in full.
Yes, which is why we intend to present evidence showing our obligations can be fulfilled in 5 months' time.
I agree. Please have your arguments ready by tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Look who's working again.
I just want to ask God for one thing to be true, that our minds be clear, and as we discuss these candidates.
There.
What there? There's nothing there.
Everyone's head is bowed except for Maddie's.
Come on, this is not the South.
It doesn't have to be the South for it to resonate. Voters don't like radicals. They don't like rudeness. That is rudeness, and it plays downstate.
Eli, is Peter here?
Oh, no, we had to send him downstate at the last minute. What do you mean?
Miss Fleur, hello.
Hello, could you have him call me when he gets in?
Sure. Is everything all right?
Yes.
Alicia, could I ask you a quick question? When you were friends with Maddie Hayward, did you ever talk about religion?
Did you ever talk about religion?
Belief in God. What did she say? Is she an agnostic?
Oh, I don't know if I feel comfortable with this, Eli.
Oh, she's used stuff you told her in confidence against Peter.
Yes, but she's an atheist.
She told you that?
It's not that weird, Eli.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying anything, but she told you she was an atheist.
Yes. Why?
No reason. I'll tell Peter you came by.
Ah, there you are. I was wondering where you wandered off to.
Just went on a lunch break and bought a few things.
How nice for you. Dina signed on. Gross and his lawyers are coming over tomorrow to start negotiating.
Good.
And another thing, I heard Will and Diane sat you down and had the talk. Congratulations. Good news.
Thank you. It was unexpected.
Yes. Well, now, here's the thing. They might not have talked to you about the capital contribution. It's required of all equity partners. $600,000. And I know that sounds like a lot of money, but we have reasonable terms. Usually 50% up front and another 50% deliverable upon bonuses.
I'm sorry. What?
The capital contribution. It's your investment in the firm. Every equity partner has to throw into the pot. That means you're invested in the firm. The firm's invested in you.
Sorry. $600,000?
Yes, I know. It sounds like a lot of money. My God, when I was a fourth year, it sounded like all the money in the world. But you only need to put up half. The other, with interest, is usually payable within 3 bonus cycles, maybe more, depending on how we're doing. So, any questions?
600,000?
Yes, membership has its privileges, but first you need to be a member. Any other questions?
No.
Good. Again,
congratulations.
Linda, just give us a month. That's all.
No. Thanks, though.
We're cash poor at the moment. If this bankruptcy extension goes our way, we won't be.
It's good. But in the meantime, I was promised a promotion and a 5% increase.
You really think this is going to work?
Excuse me?
Look, nothing your firm does in that room is going to convince me to hire you.
Gross, maybe you didn't notice. I'm in a meeting.
You are not going to get my business. And if you do anything to come between me and
Dina... I'm in litigation, not family law. I didn't solicit your wife's business, nor am I involved in her negotiation. So get the hell out of my office. You got your raise. Keep track of that.
Happy to.
Here's the groom. Can we start now? Is everybody happy?
Ecstatic. Are you okay with this? We just need to go through the motions.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I want you to be comfortable, baby.
Do you know, why don't you have a seat here?
No.
I'm okay here.
We just have a few amendments to make to the fine work done by your firm, Rochelle. We would suggest redrafting pages 2 through, 68. We're fine with the cover sheet.
We wanted a redraft anyway. We feel like Mr. Gross is being far too lenient financially.
Our first concern is jurisdiction. Texas.
Mr. Gross has a ranch outside of Austin and Chum Hum's technical support facility is there.
Mr. Gross isn't. He hasn't been there since the 2-hour stopover at DFW en route to Paris, March 2009.
That's not dispositive.
But this is. The couple will be domiciled in Mountain View, California, which is the location of Chum Hum's headquarters.
California law is friendlier to the more dependent spouse. Texas is not so
friendly. Actually, Mrs. Flohr, why don't you tell her the real reason you won California law? The 7-day rule.
What's the 7-day rule?
Both parties must have the final agreement in hand for 7 days before signing.
Or it's unenforceable. The prenup is voided.
Our wedding's in 9 days.
Exactly. So we have 48 hours to hammer this out.
Let's make a deal. 48 hours. God made plants and animals in 48 hours.
They are trying to hold a gun to our head.
It's a gun to both of our heads. It's equal pressure on both parties.
Yes, but which party suffers if the prenup is altered?
Both parties suffer, given that Mr. Gross and Dina want a mutually satisfactory agreement.
We don't have the time to hammer it out.
Yeah, we're here to represent our...
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Mr. Connolly, yes. 600,000, I know. The question is, can I borrow against my mortgage? A cosigner. Who's the cosigner? Oh. No, I forgot. Mr. Flark.
I'm yelling. Look, this is academic. We are never going to get a divorce.
Of course not. No, we share your optimism, but this contract is about worst-case scenarios. If Texas law governs...
It's okay. Texas law is fine. Let's just move on.
Perfect. Shall we move on to spousal support and maintenance?
Yes, but it's almost noon. Why don't we pick up after lunch?
That concession was damaging. We can't afford any more giveaways.
David, she's a woman in love. It's going to be hard to motivate her. Do you need dirt?
Yes. That's the challenge about prenups. You need to throw enough dirt on the spouse to get something, but not too much to kill the wedding.
Abby Dalga.
Lyman Norquist. I am the CEO of LOC Pharmaceuticals. Is that loud enough?
It is. Thank you for speaking up. So you funded Mr. Canning's trust, Ensignal Equity, the one that purchased all of our firm's debt. Is that correct?
It is.
Now, help me out here. Why would a billion-dollar conglomerate want to control the debt of a Chicago law firm?
I renew my objection to this witness, Your Honor. A creditor's motive is not relevant. Only his debt is.
Mr. Canning is the one who brought up motive, Your Honor, by suggesting this debt was for afflicted children.
Are you all right, Mr. Canning?
sir, yes.
Mr. Gardner, you're arguing that the creditor has a biased motive for resisting your extension?
Yes, clearly.
Well, then, unfortunately, Mr. Canning, I have to overrule you.
So, Mr. Norquist, why fund the purchase of our debt?
Mr. Norquist, I must compel you to answer.
Lockhart Gardner brings costly nuisance suits against us.
Ah, so this isn't about handicapped children.
There is nothing either illegal or unethical in our actions.
Well, Mr. Canning would never support an extension of our debt deadline, even if it was 1 week.
Objection, beyond the scope.
It's all right. I think it's clear why Mr. Canning doesn't want our extension.
What was that?
What was... Mr. Norquist, he's the money who wants what we both want.
We? When did we become a we?
You're right. I'm being presumptuous. Lockhart Gardner is a good firm with good people who are being mismanaged. And if you agree with that, then we are we.
I'm not here to destroy it.
I know. We're here to make sure the firm's creditor, myself, gets paid. And to put a good firm on firmer footing. That's what I want, too. You intend to be a lawyer, Mr. Hayden, is that right?
Yes. Why?
Have you passed the bar?
I take it next week.
Illinois. That's a tough exam. Struggle with that one myself.
What do you intend to do afterward?
Practice the law. Why? You should talk.
You're kidding. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm stunned. I wasn't expecting it.
I was, just not so soon. This is one for the history books. Fourth year. How much is the catch?
Well, the capital contribution is $600,000.
Wow.
Yeah. But I can borrow against the mortgage. I just need you to co-sign.
Why co-sign? I'll loan it to you.
You... No, Peter. I haven't even decided if I'm going to do it.
Yet. Why wouldn't you?
Well, the firm, its situation. I think I want to see where things fall.
Okay. Well, that's smart. But when you decide, I'm fronting you the money. It's a business decision, Alicia. It's like taking out stock. Nothing else.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
I'm Jordan.
I know.
You walk fast.
All right.
Just need a minute with the God question.
The God question?
Question of belief. What do you believe? Believe your father was politely Anglican and your mother was politely nothing. Am I being too personal?
You're being something.
We're making an issue of Maddie Hayward's religious beliefs, which means she's going to make an issue of yours.
And how is she going to do that?
At the leadership forum tomorrow. We have a surrogate who will hit her with the atheism thing, so you may be asked too. So if you don't mind, what do you believe? Okay. Talk later.
Go ahead, Gary. You're the one who discovered it.
Actually, Kalinda did.
Actually, I don't care. Someone tell them.
The shares of Chumbo that Neil Gross offered you in the prenup, they'll be worthless if you divorce.
Fine, what do you mean?
The prenup has no non-dilution clause.
Meaning that if the shares aren't fixed at a percentage of the company's value, Neil can keep issuing more stocks, and poof, millions become pennies.
I don't care.
And Dina, I think you should listen.
No, Dad. Neil and I had lunch. We're ready to put this stuff behind us.
In my professional opinion...
I have made my decision. I won't let money guide me. Please shut it down, Mr. Lee. Thank you.
We're not shutting anything down. She just needs a good dose of reality.
She said she won't let money guide her.
Yeah.
So don't go after money.
Okay. Good. We'll make sure Gross and his lawyers give her a good dose of reality.
Gross and his lawyers.
Live and learn, young protege. Live and learn.
Ms. Lockhart, the $30 million you raised, does that include the firm's take on the 16 cases you settled?
Yes.
In the previous 10 years, what percentage of litigation did you settle rather than bring to verdict?
Objection. Only the firm's conduct since bankruptcy is relevant here.
Overruled. Ms. Lockhart?
I wouldn't know offhand.
I would. Less than 30%. Yes, since the firm declared bankruptcy, it settled 100% of his case.
Objection! Attorney is testifying.
Yes, I'm testifying. You're reducing the debt on the backs of the client.
Your Honor.
Tomorrow, it's a...
Excuse me, Your Honor. Zero!
If he wants a war, he's got one.
Diane.
No, we're not going to let a mercenary like Canning get away with smearing our reputation like that.
The thing is, we may have exposure here.
Well, we have never sold out a client. Never once.
I agree. But if he has evidence contradicting your testimony...
What evidence?
The Spence West Nile case.
We wanted $15 million. We dropped our ass to $12 million.
For very good reason.
We needed the money.
No, that was a good settlement.
And if he puts someone on the stand who contradicts us, someone who will tell the truth, even if it hurts.
Who?
Alicia. Yes, you've been subpoenaed.
We give up.
Really? That's a first.
My client is amenable to Mr. Gross's positions on all financial issues.
Great. We should do this more often with the clients out of the room. My office will prepare the paperwork and we'll get it to you.
Actually, there is just one thing.
I thought it was too easy.
Ms. Lampard would like the document to address a number of personal cohabitation expectations.
Within reason, we'll listen. What are they?
Relationship maintenance. Ms. Lampard requests a date night each week. Preferably on Fridays, to last no less than 4 hours door to door.
Consecutive hours?
Yes. And also, Mr. Gross is required to spend 600 minutes away from work each week.
Inclusive of the day?
No, in addition.
That could be problematic.
We're open to negotiation.
Children. Ms. Lampard insists that any children will be brought up Christian.
Nah, deal breaker. Mr. Gross is Jewish.
Oh, come on. We've made moving on the money.
Can't give on religion. What else are you after?
Sexual maintenance.
Number of times a week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We can horse trade on it.
Good.
I thought we were shutting this down.
We were. We tried. They asked for some additional items. Carrie, why don't you?
Mr. Gross wants you to stipulate that your children will be raised Jewish.
What?
Yes, we were surprised.
We never discussed religion. Not once.
His lawyers also insisted on a few relationship bullet points. Sexual maintenance at least twice a week, though Mr. Gross reserves the sole discretion for more or less.
He asked for that?
His lawyers did.
Look, when you said stand down, his lawyers pressed their advantage. That's the problem with standing down.
We can push back, Dina, or you can just sign this prenup and hope for the best, but I would push back if I were you.
Push back. Push back hard.
Nicely played, Carrie.
Thank you, sir.
You can make a hell of an equity partner. Now, you two get moving on Gross's asset assessment.
They offered you partnership?
I know. It's funny, right?
Me too.
Yeah. I was wondering if they did. Congratulations. I think they were counting my years before I left, not just the last 7 months.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, congratulations, partner.
Alicia, do you have a moment? Any idea why you were subpoenaed? No.
We were wondering if it was about the West Nile case. Canning faced you on that?
Maybe. Well, the recession has worsened this past year. Even clients with good cases have had cash flow issues.
Meaning the percentage of cases we've settled has increased.
Which leads to the absurd suggestion that we pushed our clients to settle so we could get paid.
We just want to make sure we're all on the same page with our testimony.
I think so. Good. Good, that's all. Oh, and did you go out and do something special? Celebrate?
Yes, I did.
So where are you in belief in God? What? It's for the campaign.
Yes, I know. Your friend Jordan already asked me.
He was here.
No, at the campaign bus.
Oh, what did you say?
I said it's personal.
For him, right? But not for us. Great, thought so. Do you have a minute? So, that's almost a belief in God.
How is that almost a belief in God? I have a husband who believes in God and a daughter who might...
Yes. And what about Zach?
I don't know, but I don't.
But the point is, you could believe in God.
But I don't.
Yes, but if Jesus were to show up in your office right now, you'd believe in him, wouldn't you?
No.
Yes, you would. If he performed a miracle.
Well, if Jesus walked into my office right now and performed a miracle, then yes, I would believe in God.
Good. See? You're a seeker. Alicia, I know this sounds stupid, but voters hate atheists. They think they spend all their time fighting mangers outside City Hall. They want people who are open-minded, and you are open-minded.
Okay. Is that what you want me to say?
I want you to be Saint Alicia. It's a selling point for Peter, and voters don't want to think Saint Alicia's an atheist.
Okay. So Diane and Will negotiated in good faith. Carrie is as deserving as I am, and God might exist. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but yes. Jordan, what did you think of him?
He's awkward.
He is, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Not a bad thing to mention to Peter.
Okay, just one scripted line per day, please.
Right, okay. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
Well, if he's not going to do it, at least memorialize his intent.
He's not memorializing anything.
Except outrageous personal demands.
This is not an IPO. It's a
what do you, think? I'm an idiot? Of course
it's not. The point is, my daughter is entitled to protection.
You shouldn't be in the room.
Oh, please do not talk to my client.
This is so silly!
Dina, I'm not going to dilute your stock options. And when did you start worrying about stock options?
Wait a minute. When did you...
I'm talking to my fiancé. Look, this is contract language, baby. That's all. It's about precedent. If I give you more, then every future contract will ask for more.
You mean every future prenup after you divorce me?
You know what? That's it. We're done.
That's fine, you. You never loved me. All you wanted me to do was spread my legs twice a week and breed your children.
Okay. Everybody sit down.
Would you go after her?
The point is you love him. Don't you love him?
But everything he's done, the stock options...
Well, you said you don't care about the money.
I don't. He does. That's the point. It's not what I care about. It's what he cares about.
You know what I think, Dina? I think you should go to him.
No.
Yes. Just call him. Say you want to have dinner. No lawyers in the room. All this was moving too fast. The more Neil spends time with you, the less he'll care about the money. I promise you that. And we're the ones who are pushing the money. You two, you need to pull each other past it.
Hello, Mr. Clark.
Hello, Mr. Canning.
We recently faced, you said, in a case involving the West Nile virus, didn't we?
We did. Good to see you again.
And you. Seems you all made it back okay. My client settled that, didn't he?
He did. $12 million.
And to your knowledge, was the decision by your firm to settle that case driven at all by its need to raise capital?
It was driven by our client's desire to avoid protracted litigation.
So that would be a no?
That would be a categorical no.
A categorical no? That's a really big no.
The biggest.
And to your knowledge, has your firm ever settled any case in the past 5 months with the reduction of its debt as a consideration?
No.
Ms. Fork, did you meet with Mr. Gardner or Ms. Lockhart in preparation for your testimony here today?
Objection. I'll allow.
Yes, but only to discuss my responsibility to answer your questions truthfully.
Ms. Fork, are you aware of any schemes perpetrated by your firm to reduce its debt?
Objection as to vagueness.
I'm quite certain Ms. Fork knows what scheme means.
I'll allow.
I'm aware of no such scheme.
You recently offered a partnership with Lockhart Gardner, is that right?
Yes.
And how much will that cost you?
Objection. Relevance.
Overruled.
My buy-in to the firm is $600,000.
You're a fourth-year associate, is that right?
Correct.
Does it seem odd to you that a fourth-year associate should be offered a partnership?
Yes.
And isn't it odder still that five associates at Lockhart Gardner, all fourth-year associates, should be offered partnerships? Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't aware. Five associates at Lockhart Gardner were offered partnerships.
Is that your question? Did I know that?
For a start, sure.
No, I did not know that.
And were you aware that your firm was trying to raise millions of dollars to pay off its debt by naming five
Objection.
Partners?
Objection. Asked and answered.
Sustained.
There's no scheme, Mr. Canning. Unless you consider the promotion of someone who has billed thousands of hours and helped win dozens of cases a scheme.
I'm nothing further.
Mr. Gardner. Witness my step down.
Lisa, there you are. You're fantastic.
Thanks.
You okay? Is everything
good? Good, yeah. Great. Just let me know when you want me to say I believe in God, Eli.
Okay. I don't think that's quite the way to handle this.
Lisa, I think we should become friends.
Why?
Political wives tend to like me. I keep them in the loop.
Do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God? I don't know why.
That seems to be the question du jour.
I believe in rainbows and little kids' smiles. That help?
Hi, Maddie. Alicia. It's been a long time.
Yep. Do you have any new friends?
Just so you know, Alicia, I didn't break off our friendship. And if you could let go of this victimhood pose that you're hanging
you
on to.
You know what you can do with your...
Hey, there you are.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good.
Looking like one debate, I see.
Looks like it. Everything okay here?
I'm just grand, darling. You know, I would love to get you in the bathroom.
Mr. State's Attorney, hello. Any reservations about sharing the spotlight with Miss Haywood at another campaign event?
None at all. And by the way, this is not a campaign event. I'm here to honor the 20th anniversary of the Leadership Forum.
It's a campaign event.
Miss Haywood, how do you respond to the controversy over your actions at last week's benediction?
My actions? You mean the video on the web of me not bowing?
Yes, during prayer. There's been some chatter about your insensitivity.
Well, I apologize if it seemed insensitive. I was just trying to avoid being hypocritical. I am an atheist.
Really? Don't you worry about how that'll play in a state where only 15% call themselves non-religious?
I worry about everything, but I am who I am. And I don't think you should run away from that. Let's just let the voters decide.
And what about you, Mr. State's Attorney?
I respect Maddie's point of view.
But you don't share it.
Well, it's different. I was in prison. Belief means a great deal there. In fact, sometimes it was the only thing we had.
And your wife?
Oh, well, I think my wife can speak for herself.
I'm an atheist.
Nothing in Chum Hum's 2011 10K either.
Check the footnotes. Accountants, they hide problems in their footnotes.
I heard that you were offered partnership.
Yeah. Me, Alicia, and three others.
Well, congratulations. What?
They need the money. They're just handing out partnerships like popsicles.
Popsicles?
That's late.
So you're going to take it? The popsicle?
If I can get the draw together, sure.
Oh, you just feel sorry for yourself because you were offered something. Hey.
What?
Check out the 2010 expenditures, the footnote under miscellaneous there. You see the off-balance sheet joint venture for $112,000?
Yeah. In the 2009 10K, too.
Well, there's your dirt.
I'll tell David late.
Mr. Hayden?
Carrie.
May I help you?
No. I don't know. No, No.
Are you sure?
I don't like mess. I like precision.
I know.
This is mess, and I'm not sure how to handle it.
What is mess?
this business with Lewis Canning. Oh, well.
Hey, you have the bar exam this week, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Good luck.
Thank you. But I don't know, I've come to not like the law. It's not very precise.
It can be, it just depends on the way you practice it.
You're right. It can be.
Mr. Hayden, I'm sorry about before testifying the way I did against you in that bankruptcy mediation.
Why? It was the truth. I've been subpoenaed in court.
I appreciate that we're all back at the table, Mazel Tov, but I'm not sure what the point is if he's not willing to negotiate.
Maybe you could ease up on some of your demands.
Dina, Mr. Lampard, would you mind stepping out a moment?
Why?
Believe me, sir, it's in your daughter's best interest.
I don't mind. Don't get lonely.
I won't.
Okay, what have you got?
I was reviewing Chum Hum's SEC filings, and there's a recurring joint venture expense hidden in a footnote for $112,000.
I take exception to the adjective hidden, an evaluation challenge for $100,000. David, seriously.
The joint venture is a Rhode Island LLC called JC Partners, and its one beneficiary is Jacob Carlyle. That's the four-year-old son of Dara Carlyle, the woman that Mr. Gross had a one-night stand with in Greensboro in 2008 at a shareholders meeting.
So what's the threat? Cough up the money? Or you'll tell your client?
We don't know. We thought we'd discuss
it. Extortion? Not even you would think that way.
Sure I would.
I'm going to call the state's attorney's office. You're going to forfeit your license.
Rochelle, just stop.
Neil, no. That's...
Give them what they want.
Isn't it sweet? Young love.
So, Mr. Hayden, you probably have the best available view of all the shenanigans at Lockhart Gardens.
Objection. As to shenanigans?
I'll rephrase. You have the best view of all the goings-on at Lockhart Gardens.
Well, I was the trustee.
Were you aware of the decision to offer partnerships to five associates?
Yes.
And were you in agreement with that business decision? Mr. Hayden?
I was not. Financial commitments to partners are one of the causes of the firm's bankruptcy. Minting new partners is not a solution.
They were doing it to raise money.
Objection.
Sustained.
Let me try it this way. If each of those new partners met their capital contribution obligation, how much money would Lockhart Gardner raise?
$3 million.
So if allocated towards repayment of the debt, that would give the illusion of financial progress, right?
Yes.
So the large number of offers can only be explained as a pyramid scheme, right? No, strike that. In this context, how would you characterize the offer of employment in exchange for money?
Your description, while crude, is apt. It's a type of pyramid scheme.
And isn't a job being dangled in this quid pro quo sort of way extraordinary?
No, I'm afraid not.
It's not. Why is it not?
Well, just the other day, you offered me employment in exchange.
Hey, let's move on.
Objection? Let the witness answer.
The answer is irrelevant.
The answer was incomplete. When it is complete, the judge can decide if it's relevant.
Ms. Lockhart, please let me do my job. Go ahead and complete your answer, Mr. Hayden.
I was saying just the other day, you offered me employment, Mr. Canning, in exchange for continued help in these proceedings.
Move to strike is non-responsive.
Overruled. I mean, it was perfectly responsive.
Under oath, sir. Did I ever make an offer of employment to you contingent upon your assistance in this hearing?
No, but the clear import was
there. No further questions.
What exactly did Mr. Canning offer you?
He intimated there would be a job for me at his law firm when these proceedings were over.
And just prior to that intimation, did he ask you for assistance in this matter?
Yes. He requested detailed information about cases.
Thank you, Mr. Hayden.
You're welcome.
Five
5-month extension. That gives us breathing room.
And Mrs. Gross is thinking about assigning us her entire Midwest book of business.
The tide is turning.
Vultures from real estate are hoovering up all the shrimp.
Mr. Gardner. Miss Lockhart.
Mr. Hayden. We don't know what to say. Except thank you.
Though I confess I don't understand your motivation.
Well, I don't agree with how you run your business. But you paid me the compliment of not assuming I was for sale.
Good luck with the bar next week.
Thank you. It has been interesting here. I don't know if I'll miss it. But I'll... No, I won't miss it.
And they ate and drank and made merry. I'll say poor little Cinderella. Who toiled amidst the revelry.
Mr. Canning, I thought you'd be off somewhere licking your wounds.
I'm a quick healer. No, I just came by to sign the extension.
Mr. Canning, you're not here to sign any extension.
You know the best thing about Monopoly is to get out of jail free card. I used to love hoarding that card because you never knew when you
Mr. Canning, please. I hate these stories. Whatever it is you need to say, just say it. I don't need the story.
This is your get out of jail free card.
What did he want? Mr. Canning, this is a personal matter, nothing important.
Well, I'm here on a professional one. Your absence from the festivities is sending quite a message to the partnership.
What message would that be?
That you're not vested in our little enterprise? You're pouting. It's unbecoming.
No. I'm working.
You know why I was made partner? Jonas Stern was sued for sexual harassment, and he needed to show that he had a female partner. That's all. When the door that you have been knocking at finally swings open, you don't ask why. You run through. That is the simple fact. No one is here to make it comfortable for you. No one is here to appreciate your moping. So this is my advice to you. Take a minute for yourself. Put on your best, gracious voice. Find a way to wear a smile. And then come into the conference room ready to thank the equity partners for giving you this opportunity. Because what is given can quickly be taken away.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, David, for giving me this great opportunity to become a partner. I won't disappoint you.
We know you won't. You're welcome.
Just you remember one thing. It's all about client maintenance.
Thank you, Diane, for thinking of me for this position. I won't disappoint you.
Good. Well, you haven't in the past, and we know you won't in the future.